I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you. These words of St. Paul at the beginning of our second reading have really been speaking to me in these last 2 weeks. Because tonight, on this Holy Thursday, we see in the essence of our readings three major themes. The theme of the Eucharist, of the institution of the most blessed sacrament that it is, but also the beginning of the priesthood, where Jesus says to his apostles, he says to Paul, do this in remembrance of me. And the third theme is that theme of service, of fraternal charity. You see, these three things have been handed on to me by the Lord, has been handed on to Father Matt, so that in our priesthood, we may be fathers to all of you. And that word father is one that first and foremost begets life with his wife, that is able to bring children into the world. And in this difficult time we experience, you know, there have been times still, though, I've been able to be given that opportunity to be a spiritual father, to beget spiritual life through the sacrament of baptism. Because the Lord has handed that on to me that I get to hand on to you what Father Matt gets to hand on. That is the essence of the priesthood, to continue to beget life spiritually. A father is one who also comes to bring healing to a daughter or to a son who may fall and cut oneself, may become bruised in their physical bodies, and seeks to heal it, seeks to show it tenderness and compassion to the area that hurts. And still, I've had the opportunity to hear confessions, to be a spiritual father, to bind up and to heal the wounds of sin, because the Lord has handed it on to me. And it is my privilege to pass it on to you. But in these 2 weeks, I must say, it's been of ultimate sadness that the greatest gift of a priest, the thing that we have been able to do to really live out what St. Paul says, I receive from the Lord what I also hand on to you, is the gift of the Eucharist. The gift to be able to come to this altar as a family, as a parish. And so as your heart aches to be here with Father Matt and myself, I want you to know how much our heart aches for you. That we want to hand on the Eucharist. Because I remember so much in my life growing up at home. My mom and my dad preparing meals that all of us could gather around our table to eat, to be able to share and enjoy the great love that comes from one another, that partakes of the food that we would eat together. We actually had all really assigned seats that we pretty much picked out ourselves. I sat all the way through middle school and high school, closest to my mom, because she would actually help me cut my food. No, just joking. But we would sit in our same spots because we were a family there together. And I assure you tonight that as I look out, and yes, the church may be empty, I recall where all of you sit. Because we are all creatures of habit, usually making the exact same mass, sitting in the exact same place, because it's home. We are gathered around the table of the Lord. And we get to partake as a family. Because notice in the first reading that when God makes this command to the Israelites, to His chosen people, He asks that a family comes together. And if a family is too small to join another family, to offer up the sacrifice of a lamb, so that through the blood of the lamb, He may pass over their house to preserve them in life as their chosen people. And my brothers and sisters, then we gather here as a family, and how we long to do that once again, because at this altar is the true presence of the Lamb of God, Jesus our Savior. At this altar is poured forth His precious blood so that it doesn't mark the doorpost and the lintel, but it marks our souls. That simply says, we have been purchased by God. We are His chosen children. We are His. And as a father, and knowing the wife of the church, longs to give that once again to you, when the time of safety comes about. Because there were times, though, too, I remember being in the hospital, unable to make the family meal. Out of protection for me, and out of protection for them, I had to be away. But I knew that the meal was going on, and that the grace and the love that they were sharing there at the table was awaiting me when I come back. Which is why the Mass still continues. That the grace and the love of Christ continues to flow out from the precious hands of Father Matt, newly consecrated, his very first Holy Triduum, through my hands, as both of us seeking to serve as spiritual fathers, longing to hand on to you what the Lord handed on to us. So what can I give you tonight? How can I show my spiritual fatherhood to you? It is knowing, though, that the intimacy of Jesus, His deep and compassionate love, yes, shown in the greatest example of the Eucharist, is also shown in our third theme tonight, in the theme of service, of that fraternal charity. You see, He washed the feet of His disciples. The action of a servant to go down to the lowest place and to remove the dirt and the grime in order to be close to us. You see, in order for the foot to be washed, Jesus had to touch them. And He wants to touch you and me in these most ordinary acts of service that can be done with such extraordinary love that we feel the hand of Jesus touching us as well. In these 2 weeks, I've experienced that through many friends and parishioners, through texts sent in support or emails, or just the other day, two wonderful little notes from a student, from two students actually, just simply saying how they miss seeing me. I could understand that that was Jesus. And their act of kindness and that act of love, of fraternal charity, of service. You see, there's so many little things we can do. The phone call to a distant friend, an email, a text, the time to spend as a family, as a way in loving service to one another, that we can experience the deep intimacy of Jesus, who still wants to touch our hearts, who wants to wash our feet so that we may know how close He is to us. And so as I long for the day in which I will be able to hand on to you the Eucharist, tonight I hand on to you the act of service, that extraordinary love done in ordinary things we do day by day to experience the intimacy of Jesus, His great love that He has for us, now until the end of time. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.